please. Item 1225, request of Star Stauffer to address council regarding conduct in unbecoming of a publicly elected official and police accountability.
Excuse me, I forgot to read the
warning at the beginning, but if there's disruption, audible things during somebody else speaking, except for your 3 minutes, then I'll have to give you a warning and then you'll have to leave. So thank you very much, Ms. Stauffer, for being here. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Star Stauffer. Considering Chloe's not here, I'm still going to address her directly, because this is what she is what this is about. Allow me to get straight to the point. It is my assertion, as well as others, that you have and continue to engage in conduct unbecoming that of a publicly elected official.
Excuse me, Ms. Stauffer. Could you sit a little bit further back? That's it.
Our questions and concerns are as follows. Why do you frequently threaten to take litigious actions as a tool to deter constituents from pursuing questions relative to conduct unbecoming of your elected status? Why do you engage in both bullying and cyberbullying tactics against citizens on both public and private social media platforms? Why do you attack and defame constituents and journalists and use your public position to marshal supporters to also engage in similar behavior? Shame. Have you engaged and properly reported all public business with known lobbyists through the use of public or personal social media? Have you assisted known lobbyists in conducting personal financial transactions? What was the nature of your relationship both personally and professionally with the white supremacist Jim Goad beyond your platforming his propaganda redneck manifesto at your store reading frenzy? Did you read any parts of Redneck Manifesto before inviting Jim Goad as a guest reader to your store? Were you not aware of his use of the N-word repeatedly in his book, 27 times and counting? Why is platforming a white supremacist not a big deal to you, Chloe? Were there not several men of color that showed up sitting in the front row to protest the platforming of this racist propaganda? And did you truly believe that platforming a white supremacist was not a big deal to the community at large? Shame on you. Did you and your then partner personally fund the commissary account of known white supremacist Jim Goad when he was incarcerated for assault? Oh, and while we're at it, please explain why you let Michael Moynihan, a man recognized by the SPLC as a white supremacist, to also read at your store. And Chloe, where are your income tax returns? Whoa. Chloe, your seemingly unshakable support for the Portland police, regardless of their actions and continued clear targeting of people of color, houseless, undocumented, and those with disabilities, leaves us wondering what it would take, how many have to die, how many have to suffer before it is enough for you. And all of these questions, and all this time, and winter is here again, with no real plan for our houseless neighbors. So, what exactly are you doing besides supporting clear and present dangers to a community you were elected to serve? We want answers. Because I say shame. No KKK, no fascist USA means no quarter for racists, no quarter for brutal and killer cops, and no quarter for dangerous politicians. Shame on Chloe U. Daly. Shame on Chloe U. Daly.
Thank you.
Shame!
Thank you very much. I really appreciate her.